Celia, the day is November 25th, 2020.
Querida Celia, the day is, December 23rd. Today's December 23rd. Happy Merry Christmas Eve. Right? So I graduate in 4 days. The day today is May 18th, 2021.
The day is June 2nd, 2021. The day is February 15th, and it is 1:43 a.m.
I hope that when you listen to this, estoy super lista.
Y va a ser muy divertido. Okay, that's all.
Love you, bye. Today is December 12th, 2022. And I've really missed our little weekly hangouts. It's just me. It's just me today. You're back. You're stuck with just me. And yeah, I've missed this. I've been uninspired, and I've been burnt out, to be honest. And so I needed a little break from the pod, and now we're back. And, you know, in this time that I've had off, I've been thinking a lot, as one does, as one overthinks. And one of the things that I've been thinking about is the art of being understood. Now, it sounds kind of weird. I know. But, I mean, what does it even mean to be understood? How does it happen? What are the mechanisms through which one can understand themselves? And how is it possible that some people understand us with such ease? Now, I saw a quote once that said, "There is nothing more romantic than being understood." And it's literally on my vision board, on my computer. Every time I make a vision board, you guys know I've explained this in the past, I make a collage of everything that I want to embody the season that we're going into. And for a really long time, I had that quote on my vision board. There is nothing more romantic than being understood. And it inspired a poem where I said, there is nothing more romantic than truly being heard. Because we go our entire lives trying to figure out who we are, trying to understand ourselves in some fundamental form. Now, for some of us, the foundation of who we are is built from our family. We are a reflection of the experiences that we are born into. Some of us take this and continue with it, becoming absolute carbon copies of their parents. Some of us decide we have to do a complete 180 and become someone else, someone different than who we've been raised to be, someone other than who we've always been expected to be. And sometimes we just find a happy medium. Maybe we carve our own path. Maybe we're not completely avoiding the person we were. But maybe we don't quite know who we want to be either. When I first moved to DC, I felt like I had been placed into a future version of me's life. And I was desperately trying to make it feel like my own. And now I feel like I've made it some part of me, some version of me that maybe I didn't ever think I would become. Many of us see understanding ourselves as a test that we keep circling the wrong answers for, putting ourselves in situations that we realize we don't like, but we keep coming back just to make sure. We close a door, but we keep pulling at the handle to make sure it's really locked. Because how do you know what you like if you don't know what you don't? We date the wrong people. We let them hurt us repeatedly. Until one day we decide to listen to ourselves. We ask, do we even like this person? And we hear a forceful no. And then we stand in front of the mirror and we ask again, do we even like this person? And in barely a whisper, no. I've come to the realization that everything I like at 23, I used to, in some way, like when I was younger, before I lost it somehow. I get lost in a book now in the same way that I did when I was in middle school. I'm just as much of a romantic now as I was when I was 17. And it's not that I'm kinder now, but I'm more willing to share my kindness with the world. I put my heart in everything. I lend it out for the day. Take it. Appreciate it. You don't have to know what to say. I know it'll come back to me. But right now, you might need it more. And that's okay. Because that's what friends are for. I appreciate everything. Honestly, even the pretty shitty days. Because without life's thunderstorm skies, we would take for granted the beauty of the sunny rays. I liked up a synonym for understanding. And the word appreciation appeared. To be understood is to be appreciated, to be seen, and still liked anyway. It's not just what career you wish to have someday or where you want to live. It's how you ease into sleep after too many nightmares. How you look making pancakes on a Sunday morning. How your first instinct is to hold the door open, to pause and feel the sun on your face, to write, to read, to scream, sing at the top of your lungs to your favorite song in any car. We're all idiosyncrasies dying to be understood. We're all pages of a book we wish someone would annotate. Some chapters we wish we could rip out, stop someone from reading, blur the sentences out. But someone will give you certainty when you've only ever lived in doubt. Sometimes that person is yourself. I will give you the world, the mirror whispers. And sometimes they're standing in front of you, in the flesh and in bone, and you will understand them. You don't need to be alone. It's fearful, and for good reason, to let someone in, because what if someone tries to understand you, but judges who you've been? What if someone sees you and rips your best pieces apart? The ones you've so carefully collected. The parts you treat as if they were art. I've said it a million times. Sometimes you need to be alone. But that doesn't mean that someday you don't want to share with someone your home. It's not wrong to want to be understood. It's wrong to believe that the only way you will understand yourself is when somebody else acknowledges you first. Like they are an abundance of water. And you've been dying of thirst. The thing with too much water is it's easy to make yourself drown. Because what if you've been building yourself up, but they want to keep you down? Now, they say there's nothing more romantic than being understood. And perhaps that holds some truth. Imagine someone understanding you. The things you do, like languages that are left unspoken. You play with your hands when you're nervous. Your smiles all hold different meanings. You like your bread very specifically toasted. You hate to walk in the rain. You laugh in weird situations. When you're excited, you probably look a little insane. You wear the same old shoes, even though they have way too many holes in them. You thrift most of your clothes. Thrifting holds a special piece in your heart because of what it means to you. Because that's what you used to do with your family. Not a lot of people know that. Thrifting also represents conquering fears. Somebody once bullied you because you thrifted. And you could have never thrifted again. You could have believed what somebody told you. You could have based your entire personality, your entire adult life, believing this one lie that some child told you when you were also a child. But you didn't. So many languages that we leave unspoken. How many of your love languages stem from things that nobody ever did for you? What if our love languages are quality time because we never spend it with other people? What if we love acts of service because we really wish somebody would have done that to us when we were younger? So many things, so many parts of who we are stem from silent wishes that we probably said as children. And I know, especially when I was a teenager, when I was incredibly insecure, when I was seeing all these people get into their first relationships and seeing so much what the time I thought was love. You know, it affects you in some fundamental way to feel as though you are unlovable. Because that's what it feels like, right? When nobody is giving you attention, when nobody is willing to understand even the most surface level parts of you, you feel so ugly. You know, and I've said this in other podcasts before, especially like when I was in high school, I just so deeply wanted to be seen and I wanted to be understood. And every time that I thought somebody saw me, it was just to make fun of me. You know, and I have one friend that I keep from high school who is the love of my life, adore her. But all these other people just, I never felt like I was understood. I always felt like I was too weird. I always felt like no matter what I did, I was never going to appease to the masses. So I kind of just gave up. I was like, you know what? Who cares? Who literally cares? If I am too weird for you to hang out with me, so what? So be it. I love who I am, and I love how I'm weird, and I love how I'm funny, and I love my sense of humor. And if you don't understand that, that's okay. I don't want you around anyway. There's so many things that we leave unspoken, so many little idiosyncrasies that we all have that we don't realize how desperately we wanted someone to notice them until somebody does. And when someone understands us, isn't that the epitome of love? I've learned to love myself from picking up on all the parts of me that I wish someone else would notice. I have two chin dimples when I smile, but one is more pronounced than the other. In the same way that my favorite freckle is the one right underneath my left eye. But sometimes I think it's the two freckles that seem gently kissed above my left lip. My hair has this magnificent ability to look unique every single day, and it's always a surprise to know what I'm going to wake up to. When I talk to myself, which is usually often, because I have to say everything out loud, it's usually in Spanish. I feel more like myself when I speak Spanish. It's almost like a part of myself was left untranslated as I grew up, and only a select few get to know that version of Celia. I really like that version of myself. And for a really long time, I tried to hide it. I tried to assimilate. I thought that if I Americanized myself, maybe I would be better understood. The whole living in the United States thing, right? If I'm living here, maybe people don't understand me because when I go home, I live in Mexico. My parents are both Mexican. My family is all Mexican. We eat Mexican food. We play Mexican music. A lot of people didn't understand that about me. That it wasn't easy to just cut that part of myself off whenever I went to school. You know, and then you start to learn English and you want to speak English, but at home we speak Spanish. So what language do I speak? How are my love languages translated? And I love to say that, you know, my mind can be in English, but my heart will always be in Spanish. And that's truly how I feel about myself. And I've never really had someone understand that about me. But I've really learned to appreciate that in myself. And my brother once said that 75% of my personality is in Spanish. And I didn't really recognize that until he said that. That so many aspects of myself are so deeply rooted in my family and my upbringing and where I come from. And I love that about myself. And I feel so sad that past me probably didn't like that about herself, that she didn't want this wavy, curly hair. You know, like all these different aspects that she didn't want to listen to music in Spanish, that she didn't want to listen to the Mexican radio when we were on our way to school because I wanted to probably listen to some top hits. But I love that about myself now. And I love that only a select few get to know that version of Celia. And I'm very selective about who I let get to know her. I'm a nurturing person. And I've learned to give that energy back to myself. I love cooking, but especially for other people. I love baking, but fun fact, I don't really like sweets. So sometimes when I bake, I don't even really like to eat what I make. That was an unintentional rhyme, but it worked. I love making people laugh. I love that I can laugh at myself. I understand so many facets of my personality that I never thought to appreciate before. I appreciate other people more fully because I first learned to have that appreciation within myself. So often we project feelings we have about ourselves towards other people. We wish someone would stick up for us, but when have we ever done so for ourselves? We want the nice compliments, but can we accept them if we don't believe them to be true? If past me asked about my first heartbreak, I'd look at her in the eye and say, "You." I've ripped myself to pieces, just absolute shreds, nothing to be left for, and nothing left to be said. The thing about heartbreak is it's not so easily understood. Like anything in life, could have. Doesn't mean he would. Somebody could have been better, just like they could have been the love of your life. But then the realization hits. You're more than just someone's future wife. You're funny and outgoing and too smart for your own good. And if past me thought nobody would ever love her, I'd tell her that I definitely would. Because I understand her. Kind of a short episode this week. But yeah, that's literally what I've been thinking about, being the art of being understood and how I now understand so many different aspects of myself that I never thought I would appreciate before. And you know, if there's one thing you take from this episode, it's to really think about what you love about yourself. And I don't mean this like in a superficial way. Like think about different traits of yourself that you're like, damn, I really love that about myself. Like, maybe you love making food for other people. Maybe you love making people laugh. Maybe you love writing for other people. Maybe you love complimenting people's outfits. Like, I can assure you there's something wonderful about each and every single one of you. And sometimes we just have to take a step back and really look at it. And also, think about what you really love in other people. Because that tends to be a reflection of what we love about ourselves, which is so beautiful. It's so beautiful. Like, once you see all these different aspects this way, like, it's that same thing about a quote that I saw the other day that said, if you ever look in the mirror and feel insecure, you have to think about all of the people that had to fall in love to create you. And they all fell in love with somebody that looked like you. Because those were your ancestors, those people are your family, and they all had little pieces of you inside of them, and that's how you came to be. So if you ever feel insecure, think of the long line of people that fell in love with somebody that looked like you. And that's just, that's beautiful. And there's also the saying that we look like our soulmates in a past life. So I don't know how much you believe that to be true, but if you find someone that kind of looks like you, then maybe it means something. Maybe it doesn't, but maybe it does. But if you ever look in the mirror, you gotta think that's the person that you loved most in your past life. And now you're lucky enough to look like them. That's pretty cool. I don't know. I don't know if you believe that or if you don't, but hey, it's making me smile in the mirror right now, so it's something. It's something. But yeah. Maybe there is nothing more romantic than being understood. I always think it's so sweet when people notice little aspects about us that we don't notice about ourselves. Or maybe we do notice about ourselves. You know, if somebody were to compliment my freckle underneath my eye, I'd be like, damn, that's my favorite freckle too. Twinsies. No, not the crest. See, this is why I am the way that I am. No, just kidding. Okay, it's officially getting close to midnight, so my sanity is gonna start degrading. But yeah. Hopefully the podcast will be up and running again regularly, although I'm gonna be at a very exciting place next episode, maybe. So maybe I'll record, maybe not. And then also the episode after that, I'll also be in a very exciting place. So stay tuned. And yeah, please make sure that you guys are taking care of yourselves. I know that it's final season for a lot of people. I know that seasonal depression is freaking hitting because it's getting dark at 4 p.m., which sucks. But if it's snowing, enjoy the snow. The snow is awesome. And whenever I feel really bad about, you know, the season change, or I'm like, oh, like I hate this, I just think about there's so many things to appreciate about every season. And, you know, winter's cold. And it's dreary and it's kind of depressing, but it's also so cozy and there's so many fun winter drinks and Christmas lights are beautiful and you could hang out with your friends and have little movie nights or dinner parties and you could really just spend time inside with the people that you love. You could spend time reading. I literally read an entire book this, well, I didn't read it all in one go, but I finished a book this weekend because I didn't want to go anywhere because it was cold. And yeah, just use it as an excuse to do some more self-care, to really just spend time with yourself and or the people that you love. But always make sure that you are filling your own cup before you are spending time with other people, because that's important too. So yeah, I hope you guys are taking care of yourselves. I hope that you're having a nice morning or day or night wherever you are listening from. And let me know what you think about this episode. And let me know one of your favorite qualities about yourself. If you repost this episode, then I want you to share it with one of your favorite qualities about yourself or one of your favorite things about winter, if you don't want to share one of your favorite qualities. But I definitely will be reposting for sure the ones that tell me their favorite qualities about themselves. And like I said, it doesn't have to be physical at all. You can literally say, I love my laugh. I love the way that I cook this dish for other people. I don't know, but just something to spread the self-love in a time where it can be kind of depressing. So yeah, I love you guys a lot. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for not just listening, but for being on this planet, because always remember that you make more of a difference in the world than you think you do. And, you know, maybe a stranger saw you on the street today and they're like, damn, that's the most gorgeous person I've ever seen in my entire life. At least that's what I used to, you know, in whenever I felt bad, I'd be like, somebody could have said that about me. They probably didn't, but hey, they could have. But somebody could have heard your laugh and it became their favorite sound. You never know. You never know. And sometimes we gotta romanticize ourselves a little bit, because if we don't do it, who else will, huh? No, so hopefully somebody else will, but okay. On that note, I love you guys a lot, and I'll see you in the next episode. Okay, bye!